Hello everybody, welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. Glad to be here with all of you guys here today. Hope you're all doing well, hope you're on a good day, hope your week is off to a good start so far. If you guys don't mind, as per usual, please remember to like, subscribe and comment. Helps a bunch, really shows your support, and really helps my channel out along the way. Now, with that being said, let's get on with today's episode, shall we? So the defendant, Deobra Delon Redden, faced Carr County District Judge Mary Kay, I'm probably going to get the last name wrong, so I do apologise, Hotfuss, at Justice Centre in Las Vegas on Wednesday, 3rd of January, when the disturbing act took place. I mean, it was crazy. Like, you can see in the video from here, the guy just, like, yeeted over the table as though he just had, like, a bunch of energy drinks in front of him, downed them all down real quickly, soaked into his system, and just, like, yeeted over the table. It was almost like, you know, the guy was Superman or some shit like that. It's almost like this guy couldn't have been in the NFL because how fast he was. It was crazy, and like, I couldn't have imagined what was going through her head, the judge's head, at that moment when she just sees this guy charging at her without any sort of fear in his eyes, sort of thing. Like, the whole courtroom was pretty much quiet, as it would be, because court is in session, as they say. And all you hear, like, she made a remark. She made some sort of remark. I don't know what she said exactly. I can't remember. And then you hear the guy saying, the defendant that is, "Fuck that bitch." And then just yeet it over the table. And like, whoa. I've been watching crime trials on YouTube for quite a while now. Has a defendant, man or woman, decided to just charge the judge with no fucks given? Like, that was the first time I've ever seen that. It was quite disturbing, I've got to admit, it was quite disturbing. I couldn't imagine what was going through her head, or anybody else's head, in that courtroom. But, nonetheless, we'll move on. Redden, who had previously served time in prison, in Nevada, on a domestic battery conviction, pleaded guilty in November to a reduced charge of attempted battery causing bodily harm. He was not being held in custody when he arrived in court on Wednesday. And that's an issue right there. In the eyes of some people, they reckon that the defendant should have been held in custody before this hearing. In that way then, this situation would never happen because he would have been handcuffed and there was no way that he could just go up to the judge and charge at her. So some people feel like they messed up in that sort of way right there. I can't argue with that. I personally feel like they have a point. Sure, other people are going to have other opinions, but I feel like maybe he should have been held in custody just for everybody's safety. And when he arrived in court, maybe he should have been in handcuffs and shackles or whatever it may be, just for everybody's safety within that courtroom. No one could have predicted this was going to happen, but if someone's got a domestic battery conviction, it's a good chance that they're going to cause more harm, whether it be in a courtroom or outside of a courtroom, like in, you know, day-to-day life sort of thing. So maybe, just maybe, the better situation would have been to have him in custody in the first place. Who knows? But as the judge made clear that she intended to put Redden, the defendant, behind bars for the charge of domestic battery, the defendant charged towards the bench and threw himself over towards her. The defendant landed on top of the judge, who had attempted to move out the way, before court officials and officers joined in the brawl to try and restrain Redden. And some people feel like as well that the court officials and the officers did not act quickly enough in the first place. Some people's opinions, and I quite agree with this, maybe they should have had court officials and police officers nearby the defendant, so whenever he gets the news that his battery charge is not going to be overturned and he tries to act out, they can then stop him ahead of time before he does anything stupid, like attack the judge. Or maybe they should have been quick enough on their feet to get to him before the defendant attacked the judge. At least on TV, the courtroom did not look that big, so they could have got to him in no time. But, you know, unfortunately it happened. Thankfully the judge is okay, that's the main thing. But I wonder how she feels about her officials, like, whether or not there'd be anything to investigate over their actions in this situation. Maybe she felt like they should have acted quicker to try and stop him. Who knows? The defendant was then arrested and jailed at the Clark County Detention Center. He is now facing multiple new felony charges, including battery on a protected person. Courthouse officials stated that the judge suffered some injuries as she fell back against the wall, but she was not hospitalized. A courtroom marshal was taken to hospital for treatment after he suffered a gash on his forehead and a dislocated shoulder. Chief County District Attorney Richard Skoll said that the attack happened so fast, adding it was hard to know what to do. The Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson said, "Thank God the judge is okay. Thank God for the horrific efforts of those who came to her aid, especially her marshal and her law clerk. Without them, the situation would have been much worse, as this defendant exhibit extremely violent behaviour, and I'm confident there will be consequences." Court spokesperson Mary Ann Price has said officials are renewing all our protocols and will do whatever is necessary to protect the jury, the public, and our employees. However, the judge later returned to work that week. And then on Friday, the 5th of January, she ordered officers to bring Redden to court by any and all means necessary, according to the filings on new documents, as per 8 News Now. After the vicious attack in a holding cell near the courtroom, the felon reportedly told an officer the judge had it out for him, branding her as evil. That's what everyone does, because it's always the judge's fault. Court documents also state him telling authorities, "I'm sorry, you had to see that." I remember hearing that he was supposed to enter the courtroom on Friday, the 5th of January. I know he was refusing to enter the courtroom on Friday. Whether or not he did remains unknown. At least I think it is anyway, unknown. I haven't seen any updates to the story. But the interesting part of this, the judge actually allowed him to speak on Wednesday before the attack and give his piece as to why he feels like he should be forgiven and he should be released without any further convictions or pending charges, whatever you want to call them. And he made a good speech. I'll give him that. He made a good speech. And he said at the beginning, like, you know, back then when I did all these things, I was in a bad place. I was in a bad place mentally. I was wrong. I was foolish, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm in a better place. I've learned from my actions. I'm a much better person. And so on and so forth. And then after the judge gives him her opinion, he then attacks her. Like, wait a minute, what happened to being a better place? Like, you just said you were in a better place just like a few seconds ago, mentally. And now all of a sudden you've gone and yeeted over the bench to attack the judge. Well, how's that going to work in your favour now? You just added more charges onto your already existing charges, which makes you look like more of a dumbass right now. And now you screwed yourself of any sort of forgiveness that you were even looking for in the beginning. Personally, like, I don't know what exactly caused the motivation to attack the judge. Like I said, I know she made some remarks before she made her opinion. Sure, that's what set it off. Or maybe he felt like the judge was not going to let him out anyway. So he's like, "Well, screw it." And then just attacked the judge in the courtroom. Either way, it's a very stupid thing to do for him, because then he just makes himself look worse and is now facing more charges. As always, I leave this episode to you guys. What are your thoughts on this episode? Did you like the episode? Did you not like the episode? Do you like the topic? What are your thoughts on the topic? Do you have any strong opinions regarding the situation between the judge and the defendant? What you think should be done better and how they could avoid the situation next time in a court appearance? Just overall, let me know your thoughts. Until next time, take care, stay safe, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.